Okay, welcome back to Coast to Coast. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us from criticalhealthnews.com. They said they're getting activity on the website, but let's slam them. The toll-free number to call, 1-855-949-7234. We'll come back and take your calls next on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast. We're with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. We're going to take your phone calls this hour as well. Great information all the time, Ben. You and Doc Wallach, you help a lot of people.
That's what we live for, George, every day. I try to make sure I help at least a couple of people, sometimes 5 or 10 people every day. Doc does the same thing. Doc does even more than I do.
All right, let's go back to the calls. Let us pick it up by going to who's up next. Perry in Lompoc, California is with us. Hi, Perry. Thanks.
Hey, Perry. Hello, gentlemen. Thank you for all you do.
Thank you.
A little bit earlier, you're welcome, sir. You very briefly, and then my question is, the combined drug overdoses. Art Bell, our friend, of course, years ago, Elvis Presley. And after that, and then I'll let you guys go, because I don't want to hold the callers up. My dad's 81 years old. He's more frequently urinating and leaking. And is there any natural things you could do with enlarged prostate?
Absolutely. The prostate's a fatty gland, so you got to make sure that you're working on your fats, first of all. That's the essential fatty acids, the ultimate EFAs from longevity that we talked about before. Also, the mineral zinc is very important. There's a product that Longevity has called ProstFX, which is made with zinc. In addition to your essential fatty acids, vitamin E is also very important. That's going to be in your ProstFX and your ultimate EFAs. And staying away from the bad fats, the fried fatty foods, the French fries, deep-fried foods, those kinds of things. So make sure you're focusing on the fatty system of the body and get yourself on the ProstFX.
What about the herb saw palmetto?
Saw palmetto is a great one. It's nowhere near as effective as essential fatty acids and zinc. And also pumpkin seed oil, omega-3 fats are very important. But yes, indeed, you're absolutely correct. Saw palmetto has been used for treating the prostate for centuries, really.
Let's go to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Daniel, go ahead.
Hey, Daniel.
Oh, thanks, George. Thanks, Ben. Years ago, I was taking, I found Dr. Abram Hoffer's works on depression with high doses of niacin.
Great.
And hopefully you know. And, this is before the flesh-free niacin came out, and I got tired of getting all that flesh and getting my head burned and everything, even though I took it before I worked out and stuff like that. So I found St. John's wort. Well, I was taking more and more and more and more until I noticed something was happening to my eyes, Ben. And I went to, and I worked in radiology, and I went to an ophthalmologist I worked with and did tests. And he said, something's going on, and not knowing nutrition, as MDs in this country don't know, as Dr. Wallach always says, I thought, this has something to do with the St. John's wort. So I went online, about a half dozen sites, even herbs.com, and not one of them, Ben, which you know, I'm sure, says anything different than the labels say may cause sensitivity to eyes and skin from sunlight. And so I quit it, but it was like the damage was already done. And bottom line is, I know when you were on, I don't know, a couple months ago, and a woman called in and asked, isn't there a B vitamin specific for glaucoma? And immediately you told her B1, like 1,000 milligrams or something twice a day. And I've been taking lutein, bilberry, beta-carotene, you name it, I've been taking it. But it's not seemingly getting any better.
What exactly are your symptoms with your eye, Perry?
I'm sorry?
Well, tell me the symptoms that you're having with your eyes.
Oh, it's just like I had like almost 20/10 vision before, and I can see like far away, but if you're close to me, your face would be all cloudy.
I see. Okay. So you're farsighted, in other words. You're farsighted, but you can't see close up.
Yes.
Well, this tends to happen as we age, so I'm not necessarily sure it's the St. John's wort, but here's a couple ideas for you. Vitamin A is incredibly important for the eyes, as are, like you say, the carotenes that you're taking. Problem is, if you're not absorbing your fats, you're not going to get the benefits of these nutrients.
What about lutein?
Lutein is another one of those. These are called carotenes in general, carotenoids, I should say. And these carotenoids are found in vegetables, and they're different colors. There's yellows, and they're basically yellows, and they're reds. And these yellow and red pigments, but really all the pigments, purples and blues, they're all very important for eye health, but they're fatty. And as I was saying earlier, if you have a problem with your gallbladder or don't have a gallbladder, and 500,000 gallbladders are taken out of Americans every year, or you have an intestinal problem or you have a liver problem, you may not be absorbing, or even a stomach problem, you may not be absorbing those fats. So in addition to taking the fats, the luteins and the carotenoids, and using your Vision FX and your Ocutive for longevity, the Ocutive is absolutely amazing, by the way, for eye problems from longevity. In addition to taking these supplements, you want to make sure that you're supporting your body's fat absorption systems. And that means using digestive enzymes, your ultimate enzymes, if you're using longevity products with meals, getting on something called ox bile, which is actually literally ox bile, that can help support fat absorption. And then lecithin granules. Lecithin is really a very interesting supplement. You have to buy that separately. You have to buy that as a separate supplement. Or eggs are also a good source of lecithin, and that will help you absorb your fats. And then always using butter with your vegetables. Always steaming your veggies with a little bit of butter to help release those carotenoids, the lutein and the zeaxanthin and the carotene. It pulls them out of the vegetables. It helps make it easier for the body to process them.
We take texts and tweets. Tom, what do you have?
Hey, Ben, this is from Peter in Washington State. I've read that long-term exposure to manganese can cause Parkinson's disease. Can you please talk about this?
Yeah, now that's not nutritional. Manganese is one of the mighty 90 essential nutrients. You absolutely need to have it. It's very important for folks who have arthritis. It's part of a lot of the longevity arthritis products, including the glucogel caps. Very important for helping build cartilage. But what you're talking about is occupational manganism. And that is manganese exposure from people who work in factories and mines and making batteries and various kinds of computer equipment that uses manganese. And those people are subject to this occupational manganism that is a completely different animal than nutritional manganese. That's heavy metal manganese, and that's not the same thing as nutritional manganese. It's very, very difficult to overdose on manganese. You got to go out of your way to do it. I mean, it's theoretically possible, but what you're talking about is basically folks who work in factories and who are breathing in lots of heavy metal manganese.
And, of course, magnesium is great for the heart, isn't it?
Magnesium is a stupendous mineral. You know, George, when you work in nutrition, like myself and Dr. Wallach, over the course of years and really decades, you start to develop attachments to specific minerals and nutrients, and you see them as having personalities. You know, they're like almost like your children. All these nutrients have personalities to us when you study them. And magnesium is just so darn incredible. It's hard not to fall in love with that as a nutritionist. It's involved in over 300 different chemical reactions in the body. That means if you're deficient in magnesium, George, there are 300 different systems or more that will not be operating to peak efficiency, and that is the number one nutritional deficiency, mineral deficiency, I should say, is magnesium deficiency. It's found in green veggies. Magnesium is in the chlorophyll molecule, so your best way to get magnesium is to make sure you're eating your veggies. You can use supplements. The Osteomag from Longevity is one of our best-selling products, and that's loaded with magnesium. Not only is it important for the heart, it's important for blood sugar, it's important for the bones, it's important for the brain. It opposes calcium. Calcium has a contracting property. It has a tightening property. And too much calcium can cause your muscles to contract, cause you to have problems with your heart. Magnesium balances that out to this extent that if you have a heart attack, they'll sometimes put magnesium right in your heart.
Yeah, I was gonna say that. They also use it for irregular heartbeats too, don't they?
Absolutely. It's nature's calcium channel blocker. You know, there's a class of drugs that people take for cardiovascular health issues and for blood pressure health issues called calcium channel blockers. They have a reputation among pharmacists as being among the most deadly of all drugs. Magnesium is a natural calcium channel blocker. It will allow you to wean yourself off or at least lower your dose of your calcium channel blocker drug. That's one of the neat things about supplements, George, is people always ask, are these going to interfere with my drugs? Well, they'll interfere with your drugs to the extent that they'll make your drugs work better. So you'll be able to wean yourself off or at least take a lower dose of drugs when you get on a nutritional supplement program.
First-time caller Jim in Bellingham, Washington, is now with us. Hi, Jim. Go ahead.
Hey, Jim.
Hello, George, a long-time listener.
Thank you.
Back to the Art Bell days, lifetime night shift worker. I have a dear friend of mine that I've been watching her decline, and she doesn't have a computer or anything, so I bought the book, Dr. Wallach's book, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, and let her do some research on her own and come up to see if she can't figure out maybe the vitamins and stuff that she may need. And so she did some reading and own researching, and I do believe her system is neurological. And it suggested that she inject rattlesnake venom. And I've never heard that mentioned on this show. I was wondering if maybe you could elaborate where she would get this.
Are you saying in the Dead Doctors Don't Lie book, he talks about rattlesnake venom?
Yes.
For cognitive issues, did you say, or neurological issues?
Yes, neurological issues. I believe that's what she has.
Well, venom, snake venom and bee venom, venom in general has some pretty interesting properties, neurological support properties and also anti-inflammatory properties. They use venom for arthritis because of its anti-inflammatory properties. It stimulates the body's immune system is how it works. But I hadn't heard about rattlesnake venom for neurological properties. I'm going to have to pass on that one. That's not really a nutritional strategy. I'm going to have to ask Doc about that.
Why, if the rattlesnake bites you, could you die, yet they inject you with the rattlesnake venom?
Because when they, for whatever reason, whenever you take venom, your body produces anti-venom. So if you have just the right amount of venom, and I'm not sure if it's how medicinal venom works, but if you have the right amount of venom, it actually stimulates your body's defense mechanisms. It's a biochemical process called hormesis, H-O-R-M-E-S-I-S, which is a biochemical or a chemical mechanism where a little bit of poison stimulates your body to make anti-poison. May be that the venom that's medicinal venom is less concentrated or more dilute than the rattlesnake venom. But it turns out that a little bit of poison is actually a good thing. Nietzsche said, what doesn't kill us makes us stronger, and that's the whole concept of hormesis.
Let's go to Anonymous in Pennsylvania now. Hello there, Anonymous. Go ahead.
I was hoping to tap into Dr. Fuchs's experience as a dermatologist as well as a nutritionist, pharmacologist person.
Sure.
I've had a really negative experience with, I went with a dermatologist, would simply be a simple problem. Let's just say clobetasol, a second dermatologist, triamcinolone, two rounds of doxycycline, and steroids. It's a nightmare.
Here's the deal.
I'm UV sensitive. Sometimes you're waiting months to see specialists, and the last specialist I saw, said, you're 1% of the population. What do you want me to do for you?
Well, what are your symptoms?
Some stuff, and, you know.
What are your symptoms?
If I'm out in the sunlight, I will start to break out, not just in hives, but more like a keloid kind of thing. Gotcha. And basically, I went through anaphylaxis. And the UV sensitivity was so bad, if I'd go in grocery stores at night, I'd have an adult living at home with me. I'd take so much of it, get back in the vehicle and say, here, get the rest of the groceries. I mean, it was that bad.
Here's a couple things for you, okay? Your immune system is freaking out is what it is, and your skin is very, very sensitive. Whenever that happens, you want to work on your fats, especially essential fatty acids and fatty vitamins. Sensitive skin in general, yours is extremely, extremely sensitive, but sensitive skin in general is a sign that the immune system is jumpy, and that has to do with two things. Number one, fats and fat deficiencies, as we were talking about earlier, and secondly, toxicity that's getting into the blood from the digestive tract. So what I'd be doing if I were you is a couple things. First of all, noticing when your condition gets worse and then connecting it up to specific foods that you ate. It's a very important strategy for dealing with all inflammatory or sensitivity immune conditions is backtracking to your to specific foods that entered into your digestive system. That's first thing. And then secondly, I'd be working on making sure I'm getting enough fats and fatty vitamins, particularly omega fats. You get those in the ultimate EFAs. You may also need digestive enzymes to help you absorb those fats. Focus on the digestive system. Focus on fats.
Annie in Alabama is with us now. Hello, Annie. Go ahead.
Hello, Pharmacist Ben.
Hey.
Thank you for coming on the show. I would just like to ask you, do you know of a way to keep fluid off? I know that fluid accumulates when you don't eat right and you get constipated. It can cause you to get bloated and you get fluid. But tell me a way to keep fluid off.
You got to move your body. Circulation. It sounds like your lymphatic system is clogged, and maybe your blood system is clogged.
A little treadmill action, Ben, that helps too.
Say again?
A little treadmill action helps, too.
Treadmill, exactly. I love a rebounder, a mini trampoline. I get on one every morning. Even if you don't want to go out and spend money on a mini trampoline or on a treadmill, you don't want to go to the gym, just doing brisk walking is very important. It sounds like you're holding on to fluid because your circulatory system is not working as well as it should. Now, you may also have some kidney problems, and that's very common. If you have any kidney issues, that's got to be treated as a blood sugar problem. Kidney disease and diabetes or just messed up blood sugar go hand in hand. So you may want to focus on your blood sugar system. Get yourself on the Sweeties, one of the all-time great anti-diabetic supplements you'll ever take is the Sweeties from Youngevity. Also using your B vitamins and making sure that you're staying away from the sweets and the refined carbohydrates.
Next up, let's go to Al in Birmingham, Alabama, east of the Rockies. Hello, Al. Go ahead.
Hey, Al.
Yes, I'm just wondering... being over 50, are there some steroids out there that are good for you, or are they just all bad for you?
I'm not here. Do you say steroids?
Steroids. Anything good out there?
There's a couple kinds of steroids that we think that most of us are familiar with. One is called anabolic steroids, and those are steroids that that build muscle. Those are the things that
and they overdo it sometimes.
And they overdo it. Exactly right. You know, athletes will do it, and those are. It's never a good idea to try to jack up your steroid system with anabolic steroids. That's first of all. But the kind of steroids that most of us take as prescription drugs are steroids that suppress the immune system, that shut down the immune system. The logic being that the immune system causes inflammation, and as we were saying earlier, that when you have a chronic disease, there's an inflammatory component. So steroids make wonderful anti-inflammatories. However, the body's inflammatory system is important, and the immune system is important. And while it may be true that your immune system is responsible for inflammation, you don't want to shut down your immune system. That's like telling the army to stand down when there's an invader. When you shut down the immune system, you're at higher risk for all kinds of health challenges because your immune system is your defense system. So no, there are no good steroids, although there are times when steroids can be life-saving if you have a dramatic inflammatory or dramatic immune problem or some kind of shock going on. There are times when steroids can be life-saving, that's for sure. But long-term use of steroids is to be discouraged, absolutely.
What do you think of testosterone replacement therapy?
I don't like messing around with any hormones, George.
You don't?
You're playing with fire. The hormone system is different from the nutrient system. The nutrients in the body, vitamins and minerals, they help chemicals work. They help cells do their work. They facilitate biochemistry. The steroids, which you're talking about, testosterone and also estrogen, they activate chemistry. They make chemistry happen. The body is very, very careful about how it makes chemistry happen. And when you take steroids from the outside and put them in, you overload the system and you're absolutely playing with fire.
Interesting. Ben, stay with us. We're going to come back with final phone calls for you. Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. Go to that website often. I do about six times a day. Call 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234 for advice. Back with pharmacist Ben from criticalhealthnews.com and your final calls. Next hour, Paula Harris joins us to talk about some incredible UFO issues. Ben, this email in for Michael. I've got pain on the outside of my knee from running. What can we do about that?
Yeah,
sounds like inflammation.
A problem there. Yeah. Make sure you're building that cartilage with the Youngevity glucogel caps. Do your bone broth, which I absolutely love. You can also do bone broth protein. And don't forget about plain old vitamin C, which we underestimate a lot, because it seems like it's just everywhere, but vitamin C is the most important nutrient for building cartilage, building connective tissue, keeping wrinkles at bay, protecting your heart, and supporting your immune system. Get yourself on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, which is my personal favorite source of vitamin C.
Let's go back to the calls. Pat in Minneapolis. Take it away, Pat. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Pat.
We're getting rid of some of this horrible amount of aluminum that we're all breathing in.
Yeah.
Do you think that turmeric or drinking distilled water or anything else helps us get rid of some of that?
Turmeric is great, and you know what? One of the best ways to protect yourself from toxic metals, we talked about manganese earlier and aluminum, as you mentioned, one of the best ways to protect yourself from toxic minerals, is to make sure you're getting plant-derived minerals. The good minerals will push out the bad minerals, and that's one of the most important benefits of the plant-derived minerals, and that's one of Dr. Wallach's brilliant insights, is that plant-derived minerals are a completely different type of mineral than ordinary minerals, and toxic metals and toxic minerals can be eliminated by taking plant-derived minerals. Also, bentonite clay, which is plant partially plant-derived minerals, another great detox supplement, and even activated charcoal can help.
What do you think of chelation with the chemical EDTA?
It's intravenous chelation. It's wonderful. Oh, my God. It's one of the most important things anybody could do for longevity. Movie stars do it. Wealthy people do it. People who have unlimited income and can spend as much as they want on their health do it. Doctors do it. It's just next to supplementation and exercise, it may be the single most important.
It's an IV, right?
IV, absolutely. You can do it orally, too. Selenium is a chelating agent. Something called cysteine or NAC is a chelating agent. Vitamin C is a chelating agent. Sulfur is a chelating agent. But, yes, indeed, you're absolutely right, George. Intravenous chelation is wonderful for heart health and for cleaning out the blood.
Why is nitric oxide so important?
Oh, my gosh. You know, molecule of the year, nitric oxide.
It is.
1998, yeah. It's what's called a vasodilator, which means it opens up blood vessels. Opening up blood vessels allows for more perfusion, more blood supply, the entrance of blood to various tissues and cells. Blood is very cleansing. Blood is nutriating. Blood is oxygenating. So by opening up blood vessels, you support nutrition, you support oxygenation, you support detoxification of cells by improving blood supply. Also for sex, also very important for folks who have erectile dysfunction. Nitric oxide support can help with that. And arginine is one of the supplement. Arginine, you probably heard of that, is one of the best natural ways to support nitric oxide, and that's been used to treat erectile dysfunction and various sexual dysfunctions.
And you can get L-arginine not only in supplements but from the rind of a watermelon.
George,
I'm good, huh?
I am impressed. That's very true. The rinds of not just the rinds of watermelons, but also the inner lining of seeds and nuts contains arginine. Arginine is a very important growth substance. In addition to being important for the heart and the circulatory system, it helps turn on growth hormone. Very anti-aging nutritional supplement. Arginine is.
Final text and tweet. Tom, what do you have for us?
Ben from Cheryl in Tampa, Florida. Don't laugh, but I'm hooked on canned corn. I eat it 3 times a day. Is there any nutritional advantage, and am I doing any damage?
Well, it's sugar. She's hooked on sugar. Corn is one of the richest sources of sugar in the vegetable kingdom. Actually, I should say in the plant kingdom. It's not a vegetable. Corn is everywhere, and corn is a big problem because of the sugar content, not to mention the GMO stuff and the glyphosate, which is another whole other issue, glyphosate is. It's really, you don't want to be eating a lot of corn. A little bit, and fresh corn, like corn on the cob kind of stuff, is probably okay, but just small amounts, and canned corn is so much sugar in that. If you have weight problems or you're diabetic and you're eating a lot of corn, that might be one thing that you want to reduce your intake of or even eliminate.
Ben Fuchs, final segment here, criticalhealthnews.com, 1-855-949-7234. Actually, do you school some of those people? Because they know what they're talking about, Ben. Those phone bank folks.
They sure do. Myself and Dr. Wallach. Dr. Wallach mostly, but they're fans of Dr. Wallach. And like I'm a fan of Dr. Wallach. They listen to Doc and listen to his tapes and go see his presentations. And, you know, we're all on board with Doc's message.
Let's go to Dennis in Massachusetts. Hi, Dennis.
Hey, Dennis.
Hi, George. Hi, Ben. How are you tonight?
Great. OPR, too.
Not too bad. A little cold up in New England, but we'll deal with it. I have a question for your guest.
Okay.
I suffer from familial amyloidosis.
Uh-huh.
The ATTR type.
I know all about it.
The liver manufactures proteins.
Let's talk about amyloidosis. What's the brain version of amyloidosis? You know what it's called?
I don't.
It's called Alzheimer's disease.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Amyloidosis is an overproduction of the protein amyloid. Amyloid is a fibrous protein that's produced in response to wounding and degeneration. So when you have amyloidosis, your body's trying to repair something, chronically repair something, which means it's chronically being injured. When you have amyloidosis in the brain, Alzheimer's disease, that means your brain is being injured chronically and the body's filling in the gaps with amyloid. So the problem isn't the amyloid, it's the damage. And what causes damage is stuff that's getting into the blood. And this is where it always boils down to the digestive system. Things get into the bloodstream and the body becomes toxic. if the wrong things get into the blood through a leaky gut through the digestive system. So amyloidosis needs to be regarded as blood toxicity issue causing damage. Blood toxicity itself is always backtracked to the digestive system. For you, my friend, I would be working on the digestive system, particularly on leaky gut, using things to patch up the gut. The gut is made up of connective tissue, much like the joints are made up of connective tissue. So it turns out that anything you could do that you would do to treat arthritis will help you with your leaky gut. So that means the glucogel caps from longevity for leaky gut, the ultimate EFAs for leaky gut, make sure you're using probiotics like the nightly essence for leaky gut, and of course staying away from problem foods. Building up and strengthening the intestine is how I would deal with amyloidosis. Don't pay any attention to the type of amyloidosis or the genetic correlate of the amyloidosis. That's just medical mumbo jumbo. Work on cleaning the blood by working on the digestive system.
Let's go to Tara in Minnesota, first-time caller. Hello, Tara.
Hey, Tara.
Hey. Hi, I'm calling about my mom. She's 67 years old, and she had a stroke. She's a cancer survivor for 18 months. She had a stroke on the 1st, and she was in there a couple of days and had an angiogram and crashed and actually died. And then since then, she spent 18 days in the hospital, and she they need to keep her blood pressure up because when she even gets the top number to 140, she can't talk, and her right side is numb, and she's they said it extends her stroke. It's all stroke symptoms. So she's on Flornef 4 times a day.
Oh, my goodness.
And midazolam 3 times a day to keep it up. I've had her home for 4 days, and or 5 days, and it's been in the high 190s to 200 over 100. So I
her blood pressure.
Called them.
You're talking about her blood pressure.
Her blood pressure is like 190, 200 over 100, routinely since she got home Thursday night, and I brought her into someone tonight and. Well, they say, don't mess with the medication, but this has been, you know, this many days. I'm so afraid that she's going to have another stroke or heart attack. But if her top number gets to, like, 130, they said for sure she'll have a stroke because she can't talk at that level. And I'm just wondering.
I wasn't quite understanding what you're saying about about her blood pressure. I mean, it sounds like you said her blood pressure was low, but now it's high. Here's the thing, though. If she's being cared for by a doctor, you got to work with your doctor on that one. However, you absolutely have to get her really up high.
But I'm like, how long can she remain high at 85?
Well, no, that's 190. You said 180 or 190. That's crazy high. That's not good at all. You got to work on that with your physician. If he's prescribing medications, getting her blood pressure up, that's something you got to work on with her. But I got to tell you, she can be helped, but she has to make sure she's building her body up. She's got to become a bodybuilder, basically. And that means more protein, and that means using nutritional supplements. I'd get her on the Healthy Start Pack as soon as possible. As soon as possible. That'll have a tremendous beneficial effect on her blood pressure as well. And keep in mind, as we said at the beginning of the program, the sicker you are, the faster you turn it around, the more nutritionally deficient you are, the faster your body absorbs those nutrients. This should be the best news anybody who is sick has ever heard, because it means that you can make a tremendous difference in your health quickly. And the sicker you are, the quicker you can make that difference by getting on a supplement program and starting to employ some of these strategies. You do want to work with the doc who prescribed this medication, but that blood pressure is way too high. Nonetheless, there's a lot you can do on your own.
And you see results pretty quickly, too, don't you?
Really quickly, within a day for some people, and certainly within a week for most people. But I'm talking within 24 to 48 hours for a lot of people, and especially if you've never supplemented before. This is what accounts for the incredible the letters that we get and the success rate that we get at Youngevity. It's that most people are so deficient that you get on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, my God, I got all this energy. Or you get on the Healthy Start Pack, and you're like, oh, my God, I can start to wean myself off the drugs. It's the gift of the human body that the sicker we are, the faster we turn it around, and the more deficient we are, the faster we absorb these nutrients.
We'll go to Wayne in Glendale, California now. Hi, Wayne. Thank you for calling.
Yes. Hello, George. Good evening.
Hi.
Have you heard of the aloe healing system of the Russian oculist Vladimir Bilitel?
No, I didn't hear what you
Written
said.
Written up in a book by a German pharmacist Wolfgang Wirth.
No, I have not heard about him.
It's called the Aloe Healing System.
Can you say the first word again? I'm sorry.
Aloe. E-L-O.
No, I have not heard of that. Aloe Healing System.
Sounds biblical, doesn't it?
What is it about?
Well, it's about the Aloe biogenic stimulator hidden in the leaf, and they refrigerate it for 2 weeks, and then they process it into a watery tincture, and it's injected into your tissue in your thigh 1 millimeter every day for 30 days, and then you get a rest period, and then you get back on it, but
Is it an energy boost, Wayne?
It stimulates and upregulates the central nervous system somehow.
Huh.
I had not heard of the Aloe Healing System. I have to look that up.
It's amazing, though, what the body is capable of doing.
Even drugs themselves, George, work.
When you know
that. They're stimulating chemistry. They're stimulating the body's natural chemistry. What we want to do, George, is learn how to stimulate our body's natural chemistry with the most benign strategies possible. That's why supplementation is so important. And you know what else, George? That's why mind power is so important. Mental power, belief systems. That's why love is so important. Emotional strategies. And that's why connecting to spirituality is so important. Because you upregulate, as that gentleman just said, you upregulate the body's natural chemistry with these strategies.
Let's go to Chuck in Idaho, west of the Rockies. Chuck, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, how are you guys tonight?
Chuck.
Okay. Where'd you go?
I'm here.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, wow. I thought I lost you. I'm calling about my wife and her sleeping issues. She had a hysterectomy about, 16 years ago, and she's just struggled with sleep for a long, long time. She cannot, for some reason, stay asleep.
Insomniac.
Been taking that Ambien.
She wakes up in the middle of the night and can't go back to sleep kind of thing?
Yep.
Yeah, that's pretty common. Let me give you a couple ideas, okay?
There's anxiety there, too, when you do
that. It could have a lot to do with that, absolutely. You know, when we go about our daily business, it's easy for us to suppress our thoughts. You know, we can distract ourselves.
That's right.
Then we go to sleep, we can't distract ourselves, and so our thoughts start going around. So learning thought management is very important. Self-hypnosis can help, and in the interest of time, I'm just going to go through a few things real quickly. CBD is awesome. There's some neat CBD products from Youngevity that are really helpful for sleep. I use the Hemp FX Relax formula. That's one strategy. Magnesium before you go to bed can help you as well. And then focusing on your breathing or focusing on your heartbeat can put you into an alpha brainwave state, which is very, very relaxing. Simply listening, you don't have to do anything, just listen to your breath or listen to your heartbeat, and that's a great strategy to relax when you're waiting in line at the bank or in the middle of rush hour or when you're having problems falling asleep. Last but not least, doing a little bit of protein before you go to bed can keep you from going into low blood sugar in the middle of the night, which sometimes will wake you up.
Ben, my friend, we'll talk to you maybe in February, all right?
Good to talk to you again, George. I look forward to it.
Ben Fuchs, pharmacist Ben from criticalhealthnews.com. That's the website to go to. Often great stories and information there. And the toll-free number to call for assistance because it's difficult riding and driving, taking down all these notes. Obviously, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. Up next, Paula Harris, as we talk about her work with the paranormal.